Good morning po sa inyo lahat. Ako po si Christian Esquera. Welcome po sa ating special episode ngayong araw dito po sa ating Facts First Podcast. So, just for transparency, we're recording this special episode for today dahil we have to meet the schedule of our very special guest, no? Kasi nun ko po siya gustong-gustong ma-invite dito sa Facts First. And then finally, at least nagtugma po yung schedule namin. So, pag-uusapan po natin dito medyo marami-rami po, no? Because recently may balita po, no? Si former Senator Francis Kiko Pangilinan ay nagsampa ng kaso, cyber libel, laban po sa isang YouTuber or vlogger. At kasama po sa kanyang mga kinasuhan ay yung mismong Google. Pag-usapan natin because alam natin napaka-importante nito, no? Especially in the context that we are in now, kung saan parang napakadali sa mga tao na magpalabas sa malisyoso impormasyon, peke at malisyoso impormasyon. And to talk about this particular issue in that context and what else we can all do about this, okay? So I'd like to welcome to our program si former Senator Francis Kiko Pangilinan. Magandang araw, sir, and thank you for joining us dito sa Facts First.
Hi, magandang araw sa iyo, Christian, at maraming salamat sa pag-unlock niyo sa atin, your invitation, and magandang araw sa lahat ng mga nanonood, nakikinig.
Nice to see you again, sir, no? Pag-usapan natin ito, nagulat ako, medyo tahimik kayo lately, pero bigla kami nabulaga. Nag-file kayo ng cyber libel case against this YouTuber. Ano ba yung pinag-ugatan nito, at bakit tila napuno na kayo?
Well, pangalawang pag-file ko na ito, no, ng kasong cyber libel, pero ibang tao at ibang YouTube channel, but still it took me some time, no, 2 years. Pinag-aralan din natin dahil umabot na sa million yung viewers nitong huli, no? Talagang pambabastos at pambababoy ng kapwa ang ginawa rito, kasinungalingan. So, para mensahe din dun sa mga nanunood at baka sakaling naniniwala, no? This message precisely is to tell them and all those who've seen these videos na kasinungalingan ito, walang katotohanan, and we're filing these cyber libel cases against them. Ang problema nga dito, yung channel na sinasampahan natin ng kaso, number one, walang pangalan ng tao. Pangalan lang ng programa, Bungangera TV. So, ganun na lang, di ba? Walang accountability. Kahit na anong pambababoy pwedeng gawin. Kaya rin natin kinasuhan ang YouTube, no, at ang Google, dahil sila ang may pangalan. Pumapayag silang may ilabas itong mga materyales na kababuyan at pambabastos, pang-aabuso ng karapatan, ika nga, abuse of right. Yes, you have the right to speak up, but you don't have the right to spread this information, no? So that's why we also sued Google and YouTube.
Gano'ng katagal na ba itong pagpapalabas ng mga malicious information against you?
Itong particular case na ito, sabihin na natin December, pero yung paglalabas ng malicious information and material about me, siguro magsasampung taon na, no? Since this tumindi ito nung panahon ni Duterte, 2016, at kumbaga lalo lang lumala ng lumala. So, but this one was December, and nagreklamo kami. Alam mo, meron silang pro forma na complaint, di ba? Pag hindi ka nagsumasang-ayon at hindi mo nagustuhan at palagay mong labag sa kanilang community standards yung mga inilalabas na material, magre-reklamo ka. Ang problema, hanggang doon na lang, no? Tapos, ayun, so December yon, by March, million views na yung 1.6 or 1.5 million views na yung isang channel. But after we filed, a couple of hours after, ayun, tinanggal na. Na-takedown na. Parang sa akin, eh, kailangan pa ba kayong kasuhan para mag-takedown? Eh, ano bang, di ba, pinaabot nyo ng million yung mga nanonood bago kayo kumilos? Eh, nakakalungkot naman. How many of our kababayans can afford a lawyer to prepare a complaint? Di ba? Very few. So, they end up suffering in silence. So, we're also doing this for all those who feel na they have been taken advantage of, that they have been violated and abused online, we're also doing this for them.
Medyo nagulat ako ron, Senator. Oh. 10 years na pala. Grabe. Pero, grabe pasensya nyo. Ah. Why did it take you this long to actually file a case dito sa specific na YouTuber na ito?
Well, you know, bilang isang human rights lawyer ng in the past, no, at naging chairman ng Committee on Justice and Human Rights, I really don't, I feel yung libel should be decriminalized, no? But hefty penalties, civil damages, diba? A civil case for damages, diba? Moral damages among others, diba? So, but yun na nga eh, yun yung batas eh. Wala nang ibang batas tungkol sa online, di ba, abuses kung hindi yung cybercrime law of 2012, which I feel is also medyo antedated, medyo ano na, outdated rather, di ba? So yun, I had my own thoughts, I had my own reservations, pero alam mo, pamilya ko na eh, asawa ko na, si Sharon, mga anak ko ang binabastos at binababoy, no? So hindi na ito hindi talaga tama. No, and therefore, to protect my family, to protect my children, to protect my wife, di ba? And to fight for others who feel they also have been taken advantage of and have been subjected to this abusive online platforms, I'm filing it also for them.
Hinahanap ko actually kanina, sir, yung Bungangera TV, no? Apparently, it was taken down by YouTube finally, but only after you filed the complaint sa legal process natin. Can you give us an idea, gaano ba kalala yung ginawang pamabalahura sa inyo?
Wag na, dahil parang pinapakalat ko pa yung sinasabi nila. Eh. Basta...
No details. Pero ano yan, very personal, tama ba? Very, very personal?
Yes. Yeah, I was like I said in my statement, it was I was being pictured as abusive, that I abused my, you know, as being abusive to my wife and my children, which is farthest from the truth.
Would you know kung bakit parang tinarget kayo nitong channel na ito or YouTuber na ito?
Well, alam mo, matagal na kasi akong target eh, so siguro pera-pera na lang ito, no, ng mga kung sino man ang may galit sa atin o ayaw tayong bigyan ng puwang, no? In fact, after the 2022 campaign, di tapos na yung election, di ba? Hindi pa naman natapos yung paninira sa amin eh. Di ba? Tuloy-tuloy pa rin. At paulit-ulit. Kaya nakikita mo scripted, no? So I think there really is a constant orchestrated, calibrated effort na kaming mga may identified with the diba, with the opposition, eh talagang kasama, diba? Nakaka-boundary, kasama sa pagba-boundary nitong mga binabayarang mga troll. Nakakalungkot nga, sabi ko nga, hindi pa sila, buhay pa sila, pero yung mga kaluluwa nila ay sinusunog na sa impyerno dahil sa pagsisinungaling at kumikita ng pera, diba? Yung ang pinagkakakitaan nila ay kung paano magsinungaling.
Dito, sir, understand yung frustration at saka yung parang push and pull attitude dito kasi nga human rights ang background nyo. Tapos ito lang yung batas na available. Pero specific to this case, ano yung hinihiling nyo ba? Meron bang kulong ito or civil lang?
Penalties are imprisonment as well as damages, no, and fine. So we will take it as far as it goes. Diba? And we'll see. Tingnan natin kung ano yung magiging sagot nila, no? Baka namang mag-sorry, baka naman humingi ng paumanhin. Tingnan natin.
So okay kayo ba nag-sorry sa kabila ng millions of shares and views na yun?
Hindi ko alam. I will cross the bridge when I get there. Ika nga. Tingnan natin. Baka naman yung sorry ay galing sa ilong. Lumalabas sa ilong.
Oo nga. Hindi, tsaka grabe yung damage. I can only imagine, no? 10 years sustained, tapos millions of views. I mean, paano yung mababawiin yun? Yung mga naniwala, di ba?
Well, that's why we filed the case. Because this is the message to those who may have felt that, or yung naloko, o nalinlang, o naniwala dito sa kasinungalingan. Ito ang patunay na hindi ito totoo as far as we are concerned, and that's why we're filing these cases.
Were you able to identify the person or the people behind that channel specifically?
That's the trouble, no? In this case, walang pangalan, no? So meron yang digital footprint, but still the dilemma there is usually daw yan eh, yung IP address is just an area, no? So not necessarily specific addresses, but we have asked the NBI in the petition, in the complaint, to preserve, di ba, the links and the material and the videos. And we've asked the DOJ likewise, yung kanilang cybercrime division, to do the same. And to compel YouTube and Google to cooperate in releasing relevant information with respect to itong account na ito.
So far ba, nag-request na kayo sa Google, sa YouTube to disclose the names? Kasi sir, madali lang, no? Ito kasi yung interview natin sa YouTube to, no? Naka-register ang pangalan dito, may email. So alam ng YouTube, alam ng Google kung sino yung nasa likod ng bawat channel. So I don't think it's rocket science for you to find out if Google would cooperate.
Yes, if they would cooperate. And that's why, I wasn't very optimistic given how they, you know, simply ignored yung aming mga kahilingan na i-take down ito bago tayo nagsampan ng kaso. So I hope na magko-cooperate sila. It's also for their own good kasi napaka-opaque eh. Sabi nga eh, walang transparency. Ito nga, tinatanong mo sa akin, sino ba nasa likod niyan? Hindi ko alam. Tapos ikaw mismo nagsabi sa akin, base dun sa nakita mo, na sila, Google ang nag-takedown. Initially, hindi ko rin alam kung sila ang nag-takedown o tinakedown nung may-ari nung channel. Kasi hindi mo alam eh. Walang transparency, di ba? Walang pwedeng natanungan. Pwede kang mag-complain, pero sasagot sila. Ang sagot nila, proforma rin, di ba? Parang AI din ata, sumasagot sa atin.
So, totoo yan, sir. Pati sa Facebook, ganyan eh. Yeah. Nagreklamo rin ako before, pero proforma eh.
Yeah, exactly. So malay ko ba na talagang puro makina lang ang humaharap sa atin at walang pakialam, di ba?
Pero from the perspective of policy making at saka legislation, sabi nyo kanina, meron din kayong misgivings dyan sa Cybercrime Prevention Act of 2012. Ano ba yung pwedeng improvements na nakikita nyo? Especially going by your experience, no? Kayo kasi mismo tinarget eh.
Well, I think, you know, we had a 4 committee hearings ng constitutional amendments and revision of codes. I was chairman of that in the last Congress. On disinformation, the hearings were on disinformation. And very broad and very, how do you call it, comprehensive yung ating naging hearings, because we invited Google, Amazon, we invited Meta, we invited TikTok. Hindi pa nga ata TikTok, hindi pa sikat ang TikTok noon eh. Because this was 2 years ago, no? And then nandun yung DOJ, Maria Ressa was there. We invited the Makati Business Club. So very comprehensive siya, BIR. And marami kaming recommendations doon. One of which has become law, yung registration ng SIM cards. There are several other recommendations. For example, for the BIR to look into the tax incidents. Hindi nagbabayad ng tax itong mga YouTube na ito, na Google, tsaka ano, dahil sinasabi nila doon sila sa ibang bansa nag tinatax. Pero ang kinikita nila dito sa atin, 'di ba, yung mga ads. We also invited the advertising agencies, dahil lumalabas yung mga ads doon sa mga YouTube channel na kumikita ng limpak-limpak na salapi sa pagsisinungaling. So tinanong natin, I think this is also our recommendation and ang panawagan natin sa ating business community. Huwag niyong papayagan na yung mga digital ad buy ninyo is funding. Pumupunta dito sa mga purveyors of disinformation at kumikita pa sila. In effect, you are enabling them. Which, by the way, I forget to mention, we are currently reviewing this material. Meron pa kasing lumalabas eh. At kung may mga ads dyan, you know, we are seriously considering filing cases, civil cases, no? for moral damages against these companies that are putting their ads in these YouTube channels that are, committing criminal libel. Diba? Merong criminal act, because it's a crime to commit libel in our jurisdiction, na pinopondohan ng ads, diba? Nito mga kumpanya. So ang panawagan din natin sa business community, diba? Be more vigilant. Make sure that your digital ad buys do not go to enabling disinformation. Kasi mamaya at maya, babalikan din kayo niyan. What will stop your competitors, for example, from using disinformation to destroy your reputation and image and your brand as a company? If it can happen to us, politicians, it can happen to anyone. And that's why we have to put our foot down. So, ang panawagan talaga natin is to have a broader stakeholder participation in, pushing back dito sa disinformation. And key here really is the role of Meta, Facebook, YouTube, Google. You're earning billions. You should, at the minimum, diba? And the other thing is, sabi nga nung isang dating Facebook employee, sabi niya, when you think about it, Facebook, these accounts, these Facebook pages, these are crime scenes. Kasi hindi lang libel, ha? Cyber libel is one crime. Nandyan ang child trafficking, nandyan ang child pornography, nandyan ang women trafficking, di ba? Ang daming kalokohan. Ika nga. Of course, hindi mo pa isama dyan yung mga scam, di ba? Na ginagamit itong mga social media platforms. So really, in a way, di ba? It's time to clean up the acts of these social media platforms. And, but we can't do it alone, no? And filing a case is one way of doing this. Hopefully, the Department of Justice ay magkakaroon, di ba, ng legal parameters within which pwedeng mag-operate o i-identify nila how these social media giants should be able to operate in our jurisdiction. Advance yung ibang mga jurisdiction, European Union, Germany, they now have social media platforms, cyber security laws in place, diba? Disinformation, regulation. So dapat, in fact, today as we speak, 30 states sa United States have sued Meta, diba? On the algorithms because of child, yung kanilang policies on minors na talagang sinasadya nilang ma-hook, di ba? Ma-addict at to the detriment ng mental health ng ating mga anak. Kaya, one day, malilinis din natin itong social media. Pero somebody has to, di ba? We have to act. Sabi nga, ang karapatan ay hindi karapatan hanggat hindi ito pinaglalaban. So we have abuses. One day, malilinis natin ito pero kailangan ipaglalaban natin.
Doon po sa mga nanonood sa atin, no? Kung nasusundan nyo po yung napaka-comprehensive na binanggit ni Senator Kiko sa disinformation literature, ang tawag dyan sa nilatag niya, platform accountability. Hindi naman kasi pwedeng puro tayo fact-check, civic education, which are all very important, pero kailangan din managot yung mga platforms na yan. Meta, Google.
Alam mo, sasabihin, i-illustrate ko sa iyo, Christian. Nung nasa hearing, pinalabas ko yung YouTube channel. Tapos, yung isang YouTuber, influencer, hawak-hawak niya yung 1,000 pesos na isang bundle. Tapos, sinasampal niya sa mukha niya. Tapos sabi niya, ganito ba kayo mga senador? Ito ba ang dahilan? Ha? Ito ba? Ha? Tapos binigit niya lahat ng mga senador. Tapos cut! Pumasok yung isang energy drink commercial, di ba? Gitna nung...
Grabe.
Kasi maraming views eh, di ba? Maraming subscriber. So lumabas yung energy drink commercial, di ba? Sa gitna nung ano, tapos bago. So tinanong ko dun sa, pinatawag ko sa Senate kasi it's, we invited the company that was, di ba, producing the itong produktong ito at naglalabas ng ads. Tapos tinawag ko yung Meta, yung Google, andun sila eh. So tinanong ko, so kayo ba, Mr. Energy Drink Company, mapahayag ba kayo na lumalabas dyan sa ganyan channel yung produkto ninyo? Biglang sabi, hindi ho kasi kami ang involved sa pag-identify ng mga slots eh. May media agency ano yan. Yung media agency, tinanong ko, sabi, well, kasi meron naman kaming negative list na binibigay yung Meta at yung Google na hindi, yan ang mga ayaw naming mga ma-associate. Kasi syempre, sabi ko, di ba may brand kayo? You want to protect your brand? Gusto niyo bang ma-associate yung brand nyo doon sa mga pagsisinungaling? Sabi, no, of course not. Pero nagtuturoan sila. So, noong tinanong niya, kasi ang Meta may ganitong policy. Ginawa ba ninyo? Oh, Meta, ano nang ginawa ninyo? Yun nga, may policy kami, kaya nag-ano sila. Oh, so, ano nangyari? Well, yun na, beating around the bush. So, nagtuturoan lahat. Diba? But clearly, lumabas yung ad. Kumita yung YouTube influencer na yun sa pagsisinungaling at pambabasuran, pakikipag, diba? Pambabastos at pambababoy ng kapwa. Okay, paano na yun? So that's exhibit A of why we need, diba, to work together, the business community, diba, the social media giants, and of course the cities, our citizens, diba, citizens groups, yan, fact checking. Dapat nga sa fact checker, i-suggest ko, Christian eh, magano rin, ad checkers. Oh, ito yung diba, isama mo na. Oh, ito yung mga mali-maling facts dito sa ano na ito. At ito yung mga kumpanya na nagbibigay ng ads. Para, di ba? Parang yung ano eh, yung kwento ko nga doon sa NFA eh. Sorry ah, medyo lumis ng konti. Pero
go ahead sir, go ahead.
100 plus na NFA officials at rank and file ang sinampahan ng kaso o sinuspinde, di ba? Dahil sa illegal sale, di ba? Ng NFA rice. Okay. Sino yung bumili?
Hindi, walang identification.
Diba? Mahal nila. Aga saan sila? Diba? Ano negosyo nila? Oh, ba't ganun? Diba? Sino ba yung bumili? Paano nila binili? Bakit nila? Kanino galing yung malaking pera? Diba?
May black hole dun sa ano accountability.
Exactly. Hindi buo ang picture. So, ang panawagan talaga natin dito sa YouTube and sa Google, diba? And of course sa business community, we're all, di ba, accountable for this information, and one day it will attack and hit us, di ba? Kahit tayo tatamaan yan, so ayusin na natin.
Okay. And of course, ito na yung realidad, no? Nung past two electoral cycles, eh doon talaga nakita po natin nag-worsen yung disinformation, no? I-segue ko lang po, no, kasi talagang kayo biniktima, I suppose, mas tumindi yung disinformation against you when you run for vice president, no, ng 2022, tama po ba?
Ah, yes, talagang, at akala ko matatapos na after the elections. Kasi nung 2019, matindi yung disinformation, pero nung natapos na yung eleksyon, wala nang disinformation. Yun yung kwento sa akin ni Bam. Nung 2019, grabe yung disinformation laban sa kanya. Pagtapos nung May 2019, sabi ko, kumusta na? Sabi niya, zero. Zero disinformation. Ano talaga? O talagang pang-eleksyon lang.
Project pero lang talaga.
Nung 2022, iba. Akala ko talaga pagkatapos ng eleksyon, tapos na, hindi pa rin. Hindi kami tinigilan, kami ni Vice President Lenny. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Ewan ko, siguro, parang natatakot ba sila o natakot ba dun sa dami ng taong lumalabas dun sa mga rally? Gusto talaga nilang, ayaw nilang magkaroon kami ng anumang kredibilidad pagkatapos ng halalan, kaya tinitira pa rin, di ba?
That could be one of the reasons. No? Incidentally, maraming, sa akin personally, ah, maraming nagtatanong din at nakikita ko po online. Ano bang plano niyo sa 2025? Kasi ngayon, ang konteksto po natin, no? Nagbiyak na biyak yung Uni team. Miski nagpa-plastikan si Sara at si Bongbong, alam natin, biyak na biyak. Pinaparesign si Bongbong Marcos ng tatay ni Sara Duterte, 10 ng mga alipores nila. So despite that, si Sara nasa gabinete pa rin. Ang madalas na nakukuha ko pong tanong dito sa programa, nasaan na ba yung legit na opposition? Kesa naman yung si Duterte yung nag-aastang opposition. So, ano po ba ang plano? As far as you're concerned.
Well, you know, talagang makikita mo naman na itong unity na pinag-uusapan nila, eh, wala. Na-uwi sa pako. Ika nga, yung pangakong na-uwi sa pako. Which already gives you a sense na ano ba talaga ang mga layunin nito, di ba? At nakakalungkot, no? So ang ano diyan is there a, actually the question is, meron bang puwang for an alternative to both, di ba? Pretty much, di ba? Kumbaga a third pole. We will see, di ba? You know, I tried to do that sa totoo lang noong 2007. If you will recall, 2001, pinag-resign si ERAP, di ba? Sa EDSA 2. Dumating si, pumulit si Gloria in 2005 dahil sumabog yung Hello Garci, pinag-re-resign din si, si Gloria. No? In other words, both were tainted, di ba? Ika nga. So, kung both were tainted, di ba, there was an opportunity for, di ba? Neither of the two. Di ba? Para, kumbaga, none of the above. Di ba? For, yeah. 2007. Kasi 2007 midterm eh. And yun sana ang gusto kong mangyari. No? Na hindi ERAP, hindi GMA. Kung hindi a third force. Di ba? In fact, we were working overtime noong mga panahon na yun. Dahil apat kami sa Wednesday group na kung tawagin na, yeah, na re-electionist. Ako, si Ralph, si Joker Arroyo, Ralph Recto, at si Manny Villar. Diba? By that time, 2007, Vice President na si Noli De Castro. So, eh, kasama siya sa aming grupo noon. So, ako, ang sinasabi ko, huwag tayong mag-admin, huwag tayong mag-opposition. Diba? Magbigay tayo ng alternative sa dalawa. And at some point, talagang it was kumbaga very appealing to all, no? In fact, sabi nga ni, naalala ko noon eh, parang we, after every meeting, agreed na eh. Di ba? Hindi na admin, hindi na OPPO. Independent kami, di ba? Kaso, for some reason, and I'm sure na now in hindsight, ayaw yan nung GMA camp. Siyempre, di ba? Ayaw din yan nung ERAP camp. Di ba? Kasi, teka muna, eh kami ang administration, kami ang opposition. So, they worked hard really to, para hindi mangyari yung third poll. So, ang nauwi, ayun, ako na lang yung hindi nag-ERAP at hindi nag-GMA. Kasi si Ralph and Joker went with the admin and then si Manny went with the opposition. So, that was the closest that could have been, no? A hindi parang an alternative to both those claiming to be opposition and admin, di ba? Or two forces. So we'll see.
So ngayon. Meron bang puwang para sa legit?
Well, alam mo, maaga pa, sabi nga nila, marami pang mangyayari. The election is still over a year away and things can get worse or things can worse for both Duterte and Marcos, or it can get better, we don't know. But we will, for me, that is an option. Di ba? Isang option yan. Hindi Sara, hindi Marcos. No? Pero depende sa tao yan. At sa mga leader, syempre. So it is an option. We will see. But I'm sure, I'm sure both Marcos and both Duterte would not want that kind of alternative.
Mm-hmm. Yung pangalan niyo rin pala lumalabas sa mga pre-election surveys, no? Kayo ba, have you made up your mind whether to return to the Senate or not?
Well, I'm seriously weighing it, no? Marami rin ang nagsasabing, di ba, I should go back. In fact, yun yung original plan ko. Hindi ko naman planon talaga yung tumakbo yung vice president. Tama. Kung last minute yung decision ni Vice President Lenin noon, eh, last 15 seconds ako dahil syempre pagkatapos nag-anap siya ng vice president after siya nag-decide, hindi ako yung natanungan. So hindi ko talaga
naiba bahala. Lahat ng plano, no? Naiba yung plano pati sa inyo.
Exactly, but you know, duty, di ba? I have no regrets, no? And sabi ko nga, kung ako if I were asked and had to do it all over again, yes, kasi nga grabe din naman yung outpouring of support. And that's why hindi pa talaga tapos, no? But I am weighing, seriously weighing it. And that's why I'm seriously weighing it. Because we're also looking at the numbers, no? Tingnan natin. Kasi mahirap din yung di ba, lalaban ka tapos hindi ka pala mananalo, di ba? Medyo challenging din yun. So, yes, I'm seriously considering it, but... we have not made a final decision, and when we do, we will make that announcement at the right time.
Yung palang ano, sir, I remember yung campaign nyo, no? Although you and the VP Lenny fell short doon sa 2022 elections, merong silver lining, yung organic support behind your tandem, yung mga yung laki ng taong umaattend ng mga rallies, no? Yeah. Organic yung lahat, no? Hindi siya hakot. Tapos si VP, she got around 15 million votes. Kayo ba? Nakalimutan ko. Ilan yung nakuha nyo?
About nine million.
Malaki pa rin yan, no?
From 0%.
Yun yan. Yun yan. The fact na nakuha nyo yung big numbers na yan, 15 and 9. Ang madalas ko rin madinig, no? Although, ito rin tanong ko. Asa na ba yan? Yung nag-galvanize yung support during that very brief period. Kasi yung mga nagsasabi, nag-dissipate na. Sabi ng iba naman, hindi, pwede pang i-harness yan to provide an alternative dito sa nag-aaway na unit team forces.
I think nandiyan pa yan. But syempre, leadership does not operate in a vacuum. Pag wala yung leadership, di ba? Madi-dissipate yan. So, and I think as far as the voters are concerned, you know, when we speak of leadership, it's really elections. Yung political leadership, di ba? Doon sila nakaka-capture yung imagination sa halalan. Unfortunately, more than issues, di ba? Mas namomobilize at tumataya pag alam nilang nandiyan na yung halalan. So I think nariyan pa sila. Kailangan lang ma-inspire. Kailangan lang... In fact, pag umiikot ako, that was my fourth campaign as a candidate. My seventh as including campaign manager, a national campaign. I've never seen this kind of voter connection with national candidates in the past. Never. Ibig sabihin, noon, after the elections, tapos na. Di ba? Ngayon, dalawang taon na, parang kahapon lang yung election doon sa mga kausap ko. Just the other day. Yes, just the other day, nakita ko sa lobby. Sinabi, you know, nandun kami sa, ano, we were in White Plains. Doon kami na-assign sa Blue Ridge. Kasi nandun ang bahay ng parents namin. Minobilize namin yung mga tao. And this was just two, three days ago. Na parang kahapon lang yung eleksyon. In other words, yung investment, di ba, napaka-invested ng ating mga voters. So I believe they're still there. Nung Pasko, nag-dinner kami ng anak ko, si Miguel. Father and son na dinner kami dyan sa may Greenbelt. May lumapit sa akin eh. Sabi niya, alam mo, atinista ako tsaka wala akong bilib sa'yo noon eh. Kasi lasal ka, Ateneo. Pero and this was just last December and dahil sa kampanya. Tapos tinuro pa niya yung anak ko, your father, he is our hero. So, ganun katindi yung naging, sabihin na natin, impact nung last election sa kanila. Which is to say, therefore, na nandiyan pa yan. Kailangan lang talagang mapakilos. So yes, hindi pa tayo tapos. And we are working on galvanizing efforts for, you know, both 2025, 2028, and beyond.
Ang tanong siguro, ano yung mag-spark uli? Ano yung mag-trigger? Or sino mag-inspire? Kasi si VP Lenny mukhang lilo siya ngayon, no? Iba yung pinagkakabalahan, iba yung focus. In the meantime, I'm sure nadidinig niyo rin yung conversations na ganito, no? Would it be wise for the legit opposition? Pasensya na kayo, like ko binabanggit yung legit because hindi okay. Pwedeng si Duterte opposition. Okay. May mga nagsasabi, should the legit opposition look for their own populist? Or should they play a very long waiting game and harness someone from within? Ang konteksto po niyan, diretsuhin ko na. May iba akong mga nakakausap from the legit opposition. They're looking at someone like Rafi Tulfo dahil maganda yung numero. Diba? I mean, kayo, anong thoughts niyo sa ganyan? Kumuha na lang isa pang popular or populist even.
Well, I said this before, no? No, bago pa naging presidente si Pinoy, di ba? Sabi ko, because by that time, I was already in my ninth year in the Senate. So almost a decade of national political intramurals. No? How you win kasi will determine how you govern. So I'm very wary of shortcuts. Kumbaga, kung ikaw ay nanalo by compromising to the point na hindi mo nakilala yung kausap mong na sasalamin. Diba? Parang, so I'm wary of shortcuts because how you win will determine how you govern. So, but in the end, sabi ko, when the students are ready, sabi nga nung isang philosopher, diba, the teacher will come. So, basta tayo maghanda lang. You know, ang isang halimbawa is ano, si Pinoy. Nobody expected, nobody even thought Pinoy would run for president, di ba? So, yun. But, yun. Diba? Iba yung plano ng tao at ng politiko, iba ang plano ng destiny. So, we will see. We will see. But to answer your question, I think I do not agree with shortcuts. In fact, compromises and are why we are where we are today. Diba? So, kumbaga, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and then expecting a different result. Diga nga. So, if we keep compromising and when we keep, diba, kumuha na lang tayo ng bato, pukpok natin sa ulo natin kasi baka ganun din ang magiging resulta. So I hope I answered your question. No? How we win determines how we will govern. So we have to win with our, you know, with our souls intact.
Well said. You most definitely answered my question, sir. Napakalinaw. Nagigets ko yung konteksto perfectly. Okay? On that note, maraming salamat, Senator Kiko. Hindi pa po ito yung huling pag-uusap natin, no? Promise, mag-uusap pa tayo. Yes. Pagkapalapit yes. Na yung October. Kukumustahin yes. Ko kayo.
Tawagan lang. Tawagan lang. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Christian, and sa viewers and listeners. Sabi nga, hindi pa tayo tapos. Maraming salamat. Thank you.
Maraming salamat, sir. Sige pa. Yan po, si former Senator Kiko Pangilinan na kasama po natin. Let me know kung medyo nag-freeze yung screen ko, no? Kasi medyo nakikita ko bumababa yung levels ng aking Wi-Fi. I don't know why. Mabilis po, chine ko yung speed test, no? But anyway, it was a nice conversation, at least as far as I'm concerned, no? Maganda at malaman po yung mga nakuha nating insights from former Senator Kiko Pangilinan, masustansya yung discussion. And I hope we really learn from all these things. No? Yung una pinag-usapan natin, yung cyber libel case that he filed against this malicious YouTuber. Tapos, yun nga po, what's next for the opposition? So maraming salamat po for joining us ngayong araw na ito po. Ako po si Christian Esguera. Kita-kita po tayo. Actually, announce ko na ngayon. No? Sabado bukas, pero magkakaroon po tayo uli ng isa pang special episode tomorrow. Magla-live tayo uli bukas. Bukas promise live to. Ang guest po natin si former Justice Tony Carpio. Kasi antindi po na nangyayari dyan sa West Philippine Sea. Okay? Kung nasusundan nyo po, yun po yung pag-uusapan namin. So on that note, maraming salamat po. Ako po si Christian Esguera at magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat.